This is KRDO's weekly business cast with Ted Robertson, the latest local business and financial news, along with information on the economy, employment, and more. Published every Friday at KRDO.com. Select the radio tab and click on podcast. And now, Ted Robertson.
Good morning to you. It's Friday, December 27th. I'm Ted Robertson, and this is your weekly KRDO business cast. In your headlines, add another new distinction to the Springs, and new jobs in the space are coming to the Springs. And to your top stories, a website that caters to men's vanity says Colorado Springs is a pretty good-looking town. Groominglounge.com has ranked the Springs 10th on its list of the most handsome cities in the U.S. The list takes into account physical fitness, money spent on personal care products and services, and money spent on clothing. Denver ranked 7th on the list, with Lakewood and Fort Collins coming in the top 25. And a new force created by President Trump is already looking for recruits. The U.S. Space Force has created a website so those who are interested can find out its mission and see if they want to join. Air Force Space Command in Colorado Springs became part of the Space Force when it was established last week. A permanent home for the Space Force has yet to be determined. The Space Force website can be found at spaceforce.mil. And the day after Christmas is the busiest day for bringing back presents that were the wrong size or wrong color or otherwise unwanted. There were enough customers returning merchandise to fill store aisles in Colorado Springs Thursday, with some shoppers told KRDO that they didn't really need to return gifts. According to several surveys, nearly 80% of Americans will return at least one gift this holiday season. Nearly 30% of all holiday gifts will be taken back to be exchanged or refunded. Stores have a variety of return policies. Some have limited times for providing cash refunds, while others will give you gift cards. In similar give-back news, 'tis the season for giving back indeed, but in a much different way. UPS expects nearly 2 million packages to be returned on January 2nd alone. That's an increase of 26% for what's known as National Returns Day. It's a big hit for retailers who cover the shipping. In fact, they say it cost them twice as much then if the return was shipped to the store. Last year, the total came out to $369 billion, with a B, dollars in lost sales. Americans are carrying near-record credit card debt, and that's boosting banks' profits, according to a report by the Washington Post. The Post reports third-quarter credit card sales were up 10% at J.P. Morgan Chase, 5% at Citigroup. These are good times for credit card companies, too. Visa's earnings rose 17% this fiscal year, and MasterCard's third-quarter profit was up 11%. And Utah is apparently the best place to be a millennial. The job website Zipia is out with its rankings of the best and worst places to live in the U.S. based on such factors as unemployment, student loan debt, and home ownership. In Utah, just 10% of millennials live in poverty, which is the best rate in the nation. And more than 40% are homeowners. On the flip side, Zipia's researchers rank Washington, D.C. as the worst place. Millennials in the nation's capital were found to owe an average of $60,000 in student loans. And what better way to celebrate the end of a busy holiday week than with free Starbucks? The coffee chain is serving free tall drinks for 5 days straight. The giveaway starts yesterday through New Year's at more than 200 stores. The pop-up parties will only last an hour each day, though, from 1 to 2 p.m., and this only applies to drinks ordered in person. No mobile or delivery orders will be free. And in energy news, oil prices are continuing their strong run. International benchmark crude and West Texas intermediate crude prices are both their highest in more than 3 months. WTI is up 16 cents a barrel, 61.84, and Brent is up a dime to 66.86. And because it's Friday, today is National Fruitcake Day. The fruitcake, perhaps one of the most mocked holiday gifts, is also a holiday giving tradition. It actually dates back to ancient Rome, and by the 16th century, sugar was plentiful, and bankers found a lot of sugar could be used to preserve fruits. Combined, this led to a lot of candied fruit and the exponential growth of fruitcake making. That's your weekly KRDO business cast for December 27th. I'm Ted Robertson. Join me next Friday at 9 a.m. for the Extra Business Edition and your weekly business cast, only on KRDO News Radio.
You've been listening to KRDO's weekly business cast with Ted Robertson. Get the latest local business and financial news, along with information on the economy, employment, and more, published every Friday at KRDO.com. Select the radio tab and click on podcast.